We have Ray Royce. Ray, give us your title real quick.
I'm the executive director of the Highlands County Citrus Growers Association.
Well, Ray, some important information that our growers dealing with HLB need to know about right now. Tell them what's going on and what needs to be done.
Well, we want to make sure that growers are very aware of the presence of bees in or near their groves. And since, for the most part, the bloom has been completed and we're, you know, at or beyond petal fall, and we're seeing rising psyllid populations, it's going to be critical that growers get back to spraying for psyllids. And certainly we do not want to have a chemical problem with bees, so we're encouraging growers to be aware of where the hives are near their operations and ask the beekeepers that have hives in the air, in their groves or in the areas near their groves to please remove those bees now that they're no longer needed as pollinators so that we don't have a bad interaction between bees and the chemical compounds that we're going to have to use in the ongoing battle with the psyllid.
Real important for all growers to do, because obviously even if you get your bees removed, your neighbors may still have some, and I believe that we saw doing a quick run through that there was quite a few beehives still in the area. So real important for growers to take action right now.
Exactly. And you know, you just, not just in your block, but make sure you're aware that if you're going to be spraying, there may be bees that foraging from, you know, from locations that aren't immediately adjacent. So please be, you know, what they say, you know, they have kind of a program now, you know, be aware.
Sounds good. Well, that's all that, to my knowledge, need to get out to growers. Is there anything that we need to add to that?
No, we just, we encourage growers to be, you know, all the reports are that psyllid counts are growing. So we want growers to be very cognizant of what psyllid populations are and work cooperatively with their neighbors to try to keep those counts as low as possible.
And it seems like that effort is going pretty good. The CHIMA effort looks like it's making a dent.
We're absolutely seeing where we have active CHIMAs significantly lower psyllid population numbers than where folks that aren't involved in CHIMAs or areas that aren't covered by a CHIMA. We're fortunate in Highlands County that just every part of Highlands County commercial citrus is covered in a CHIMA. So if as a grower you aren't involved, and I think a lot of people, let me just add one thing. Being in a CHIMA, cooperatively spraying, does not mean it has to be done by air. It doesn't mean someone else has to do it for you. It means you need to spray at the same time with the same chemical compound that your neighbors are. So it's a relatively easy thing to do, so we encourage everyone to be involved.
So it sounds like it's just all about communication.
Exactly. It is all about communication and coordination. And so if a grower wants to, you know, use his own equipment, do his own thing, he certainly can. We just ask him to be cognizant of what his neighbors are doing, because then it benefits not only him, but his neighbors as well.